Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, February 5th. A new proposal by the Colorado Independent Ethics Commission to create its own rules for distributing public records is drawing criticism from media groups and open records advocates. The commission claims it isn't subject to the Colorado Open Records Act and says unique rules are necessary due to limited staff resources. Eric Galatis has the story.
The Colorado Independent Ethics Commission has created a set of rules for how the news media and the public can access its records and is getting some pushback about them. The proposed rules differ from those established under the Colorado Open Records Act, or CORA. Jeff Roberts with the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition believes the current state law should apply to the agency charged with investigating public officials accused of misconduct.
The big question is, why should they be allowed to write their own rules of access to public records when we have this perfectly good state law that governs access to records for all other levels of state and local government?
The commission's executive director claims it isn't subject to CORA because its office is now based in the Colorado Judicial Branch building. Judicial has not been covered under state statute since 2012 after a Colorado appeals court ruling. The commission's proposal includes an option for making records available in print or digital formats, which conflicts with CORA requirements that agencies provide native digital files that are easier to sort and search. The Ethics Commission was included in the state constitution after voters approved Amendment 41 in 2006. The commission is scheduled to consider public comments on its proposal at a meeting on February 12th. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
There is bipartisan support during the 2018 legislative session for a slate of bills on two major topics: consumer data protections and combating Colorado's opioid epidemic. The measures are slated to get their first hearings this month, but there are still disagreements on how any legislation will ultimately come together. Benta Berkland talks to State House reporters about it as part of our Capitol Conversation series.
I'm joined by Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and John Frank with the Denver Post. Ed, a pretty big hearing coming up on consumer protections. Talk about some of the key pieces of legislation.
Consumer data protection is an issue that's been in the national news, especially since last year's Equifax breach, where a lot of people's data information was exposed. Colorado legislature is not alone in its efforts to give consumers an upper hand when things like these happen. You got four bills that are going to be coming up. A couple of them are looking at the idea of parents being able to freeze consumer reports regarding minor children. Those seem to have pretty universal support. You've got another bill that would allow adults to freeze their consumer information reports. That one is being fought pretty heavily by the Consumer Data Information Association, the folks representing Equifax and other such reporting agencies, because they say this is essentially clouding someone's record and would allow people to sport clean consumer records when they really shouldn't have them, and banks should know about that.
When you freeze your report, what does that mean exactly?
It basically just means that it's not moving. Factors that could otherwise be going into it are not going into it, and that your consumer data record is kind of stuck in a moment in time until it's unfrozen. The biggest bill, though, really looks at the idea that companies, and we're thinking about companies like Target here, who have been focuses of such breaches, must do more to help out consumers who have had their records exposed. And this one's causing some rifts. There are business leaders saying, I'm not like this right now. This asks too much of businesses and takes away efforts to actually shore up the protection of these records that they should be putting into that. So it'll be an interesting debate.
Is this legislation going to pass? Sounds like there could be lots of changes along the way.
I think the main bill especially is going to pass. It's a matter of what form it's going to pass in. Nobody wants to be the person opposing increased efforts to protect consumers' private information. It's a matter of balancing business needs and consumer needs.
John, another package of bills on a different topic that has broad support relates to combating the opioid epidemic. What's going to be coming up on that issue?
A group of lawmakers met over the interim as part of a special study committee and advanced out six bills that they feel like are really urgent needs here in Colorado to limit opioid abuse, but also get people into better treatment options. All passed with bipartisan support, but it's really interesting. The most watched bill is one about a safe injection site, which would likely be in Denver. Now, this would be a site that would allow drug users to shoot up in a space, one, with clean needles, and two, with supervised medical professionals who could then respond with the overdose antidote if they OD'd. And this bill had unanimous support out of committee, but now the politics behind it are changing. It's really interesting. It's running into some resistance in the Republican-led state Senate, and the deal on this one could be falling apart. Right now, lawmakers are scrambling to rewrite the bill to try to win enough support in the Senate to get it to the House where it would pass. The concern among critics is the idea of creating, as Senate President Kevin Grantham says, an enclave of illegal activity, but calling it legal. And that concern is pretty pervasive among the Republican members.
Thanks for giving us a snapshot of issues to come. That was John Frank with the Denver Post and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
The Trump administration is taking steps to cut the U.S. Department of Energy's budget for renewable energy and energy efficiency programs by more than 70%. Eric Gladys has more.
Colorado is one of a number of states making significant gains ramping up solar and wind energy, but clean power advocates are warning that momentum and job growth could slow with the Trump administration's plan to cut renewable energy programs. In a draft budget obtained by the Washington Post, funding for the Department of Energy's renewable programs is cut by 72%. To Amelia Myers with the group Conservation Colorado, that would be taking the nation backwards.
And the future is renewable energy. We've got a ton of wind coming online. Any federal cuts to research and development are going to be very detrimental to our leadership as a state and as a nation.
An analysis by S&P Global projects new wind and solar capacity will top natural gas this year. And Myers notes Colorado's 600-megawatt Rush Creek Wind Farm in Elbert County is the largest wind project under construction in the U.S. The Trump administration has continued to make the case that deeper investments in coal would help the U.S. maintain energy dominance and create jobs. Myers disagrees and says in Colorado there are just over 1,000 jobs in the coal industry compared to 66,000 clean energy jobs. She adds the proposed cuts would essentially reverse the nation's longtime commitment to invest in innovation and efficiency, and she argues the move could cost the country its global standing in the energy sector.
Dominating that space is something that America has been a leader in. If we have these cuts in renewable energy research and development, that will mean that other countries like China will be taking over the energy dominance.
As a part of its Colorado energy plan, Xcel Energy announced last year it wants to close two coal-fired plants in Pueblo and replace their capacity with more affordable wind and solar. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.